From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, April 9th.
Coming up, those pandemic-era outdoor dining spaces could be making a comeback in downtown Chico.
Also, PG&E is testing a program in Butte County to address the wood waste it creates by cutting and pruning trees near power lines.
And state lawmakers are trying to ban passengers from piggybacking on electric bikes that aren't designed for it.
But we'll start with the weather. After a long dry period, the North State will finally see some wet stuff again. The National Weather Service calls for rain showers, thunderstorms, and mountain snow through the weekend. Sarah Perdue is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. She says there are also chances for severe thunderstorms from the valley to Shasta Lake, especially today and tomorrow.
It's not particularly strong for a winter storm in general, but considering how late we're getting into the season, it is forecasted currently to bring more snow than maybe we might expect this late in the season.
Purdue says there will be enough snow accumulation at higher elevations to make travel difficult. The chance for more snow is especially welcome. Measurements taken at Phillips Station near Lake Tahoe last week registered no snow. The Sierra Nevada snowpack provides 30% of California's water supply. That means we may see mandatory water conservation and less water for agriculture this summer.
Temporary outdoor dining spaces, like those seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, could be returning to downtown Chico. The City Council this week voted to move forward with developing a parklet program. City staff will take about 6 to 9 months to create an ordinance and fee schedule, regulating issues such as minimum design requirements. Parklet owners would also be responsible for covering the costs of taking up city parking stalls. The council will consider approving the ordinance at a later date.
Staying in the city, Chico Unified School District is taking steps to ensure its new surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence capabilities are used responsibly. The district says it plans to host a public forum later this month to set guardrails and priorities for the cameras. This comes after a contentious and highly attended board meeting in February where teachers, parents, and students expressed concerns over their data privacy. The cameras were quietly purchased for nearly $2 million in December without input from the community. To learn more about participating in the decision-making process, head to mynspr.org.
Moving to the mountains of Butte County, PG&E is testing a program to deal with wood waste from trees it cuts and prunes near power lines. Instead of hauling that debris a long way away, the company has installed two portable units called carbonizers in the Lassen National Forest near Jonesville to process it on site. Through a process called pyrolysis, wood waste is converted into a charcoal-like substance called biochar, which can help enrich forest and agricultural soils. PG&E spokesman Paul Moreno says the process produces far less carbon dioxide than traditional slash pile burning.
You know, having a slash pile and lighting that on fire, that releases a lot of carbon into the air. Through this process inside the carbonizer, it's highly efficient, very high temperature, and as such, doesn't use a lot of oxygen and hence doesn't create a lot of CO2.
Moreno says reducing the need to truck wood long distances can also improve public safety.
In state news, California lawmakers are moving ahead with a bill to shield certain information about the high-speed rail project from the public. Cap Radio's Chris Feltz reports.
The bill aims to clarify what the Office of the Inspector General can access from the High-Speed Rail Authority and gives authorization to hold reports from the public. Critics were concerned about vague language which could decrease transparency. Inspector General Ben Belknap says any hold would be temporary.
We would have to notify everybody that we've kept something confidential and then only hold it confidential for a period of time. Once that matter is resolved, then we release that report.
Recent amendments specified holds would apply to reports that could reveal weaknesses in the project, like fraud detection controls or pending litigation. However, some opponents of the bill are skeptical about keeping secrets around the project that has faced numerous delays, cost overruns, and loss of federal funding. The high-speed rail is estimated to cost over $120 billion, up from the $33 billion when voters approved it in 2008. Chris Feltz, Cap Radio News.
Piggybacking, or riding with passengers on e-bikes not designed for it, would be outlawed under a bill in the state legislature. It's by Newport Beach Republican Assemblymember Diane Dixon.
With multiple riders, the driver can be more easily distracted and or lose control, causing serious injuries such as multiple open long bone fractures, concussions, and brain bleeds to all riders. Sadly, many of these injuries are life-changing.
Jeannie Ward-Waller is with People for Bikes, an e-bike manufacturer trade group. She opposes the measure.
By prohibiting common low-risk behaviors, the bill could criminalize everyday use, particularly among youth, families, lower-income riders who rely on bicycles for transportation and recreation.
The bill heads next to the Assembly Appropriations Committee.
Finally, goats are coming back to Bidwell Park, more than 300 of them. For several years, the city has brought them in to remove invasive species and reduce vegetation before fire season gets underway. Most of the work will be done on 20 acres around Cedar Grove. The goats will be overseen by a herdsman. The city has parked visitors to keep kids and pets away from the electric fence for their safety. Visitors are also asked not to cross the fence, feed the goats, or disturb the guard dogs.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, April 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.